AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The 3,500-acre wildfire that jumped I-15 north of Los Angeles during evening rush hour is only 5% contained. While the blaze burned four structures and threatened several homes, what it did to cars and trucks stuck in traffic was frightening. San Bernardino Fire Department spokesman Greg Kieran.
I really don't think that it was cars that were stopping to watch the fire. Cars were stopped because of the bumper-to-bumper Friday commuter traffic. And you know what? The fire was running so fast. We had some highway patrolmen that said they had never seen fire travel that fast.
20 cars and trucks burned, only a couple of minor injuries. One 15-year-old girl on vacation with her family says they saved for 2 years for the trip, only to see everything in the car go up in flames. The four Marines killed in Thursday's shootings in Chattanooga were remembered at a prayer vigil in the city. Mayor Andy Burke.
They were extraordinary people who volunteered to fight for our freedom.
Friends and classmates say the gunman, Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, was just an ordinary guy in high school and college. Investigators say somewhere along the way, the young man had changed. FBI agent Ed Reinhold says they know he visited Jordan last year.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities.
Protesters take to the streets outside of the Waller County Jail in Hempstead, Texas, after Sandra Bland died in that jail this past Monday. Fellow Prairie View A&M graduate Terry Sanders claims there's racial injustice in the county.
They are consistently trying to oppress us, and it's time for not only Texas. Texas already knows how Waller County is out here. It's time for the world to know what's going on.
Bland was arrested after a traffic stop a week ago yesterday, charged with assaulting a police officer. She was found dead on Monday. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group dominated by Sunni Muslims is claiming responsibility for a truck bombing that killed 115 people, many of them women and children, in a crowded marketplace in a town in eastern Iraq. AP's Vivian Salama reports from Baghdad.
A truck bomb tore through a very crowded marketplace late Friday as a lot of people were gathering to celebrate the end of the holy month of Ramadan. We understand that the majority of the victims were Shia.
Some 170 others were wounded in the massive bombing that tore through the throng gathered to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The golfers are not on the course at St. Andrews, and play in the British Open may not resume for another 2 hours at the earliest because of the high winds and blustery conditions. When they finally make it back on the links, 39 players, including co-leader Dustin Johnson, will have to finish their second rounds before they can start today's third round. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.